That was Mama, the current single from singer-songwriter Dricka, and I'm delighted to be joined by Dricka on the line. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, really good. How are you keeping well over there? Are you in lockdown? What's it like over there?
Oh, it's going pretty good over here. I mean, a lot of places do lockdown, but I'm in and out the studio.
Oh, it's good news, good news. Okay, let's go back to the beginning about your musical career. Music must be a big part of your life because you've got an amazing singer in your family tree, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What can you tell us?
Melvin Franklin from The Temptations.
That's a big name.
Yeah. That's my grandma's cousin.
So that's got to be a big inspiration for you, yeah?
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. When you were growing up, did you find that your family members were encouraging your musical career?
No, I didn't actually know till I started doing music and my family told me, they was like, oh, do you know Melvin Franklin's your cousin? So I was like, oh, yeah, that's good.
That's an amazing thing to find out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, at high school, you started to find your feet musically with other people. You formed the Swag Dolls. What can you tell us about the Swag Dolls?
Yeah, that was a group I had going with me and my best friend. And we kind of separated so I can start the solo career.
Okay. Well, what were the inspirations behind the group? What made you want to form it?
Well, it was a lot going on. She was different. I was different. So we was trying to bring something new to the game that we know we never heard or seen before.
Now, after this, you ended up here in Europe, didn't you? Specifically in Sweden. How did that happen?
Yeah, I got a phone call with some people, and they wanted me to come over there and do shows, and we made it happen.
Yeah, what was it like? It must have been very different, obviously, you know, to be in a country like Sweden, not speaking the language and that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I was showed the best hospitality ever. I loved it. I actually performed in Malmo on a radio station with DJ Juan Havana.
Oh, cool. And yeah. Dricka is a Swedish word, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it stands for drink or something like that.
Yeah, we think so. Yeah, that's a good name. Does anyone ever pick that up? Does anyone say, oh, yeah, I know that, you're a drinker?
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about your single Mama. Is that, simply, is that a message to your own mother?
Yeah, that's a message to my mama, just letting her know everything I've been going through, but yet I'm still I got it. I'm doing it by myself. She ain't got no worries. Don't worry too much, I'm grown, I can handle it.
Yeah. And you've got a video for it as well. It's been really well received, hasn't it? It's had 167,000 views in less than 3 months.
Yeah.
Tell us about the video. Who shot the video?
It was shot by Zaire, but it was basically a message to my mama. It was showing videos and pictures of how me and my mom used to be before she, got incarcerated, and how I turned out to be today.
And you've been, as well as Mama, you've been quite prolific, haven't you? Because you've released two albums in the last few years.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about the albums.
I released Boss Maid, and I released, La Madrina and Boss Maid. Those are my two biggest albums. My ratings go up every time I drop a new album. It just gets bigger and bigger.
Now, who are your inspirations musically, apart from Melvin, of course? Now, if you had to pick one record that had a massive effect, what would it be?
From another artist?
Yeah. Something that you listened to maybe growing up, or something that made you want to become an artist yourself.
I used to watch T.I. a lot. They used to be my favorite artists.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so a lot of that inspired me.
Yeah, and if you had to collaborate, if you were able to collaborate with one artist, who would you choose?
Lil Baby.
Oh, cool. Okay, now if people are tuning in today, they like your music, they've heard Mama, hopefully they do, where can they find you on the web? Where's the best place?
You can find me on YouTube at Dricka. You can find me on any social media at Dricka.4, D-R-I-C-K-A.F-O-U-R.
What's the best one to use? Have you got one that you prefer, like Instagram, or what do you prefer?
Yes, Instagram.
Cool. What does the future hold in store for you? What do you think you'll be doing the rest of the year musically?
Getting bigger, getting better.
You got plans
hopefully
to write?
The world will know who I am.
Yeah, you got plans to write and record more, get in the studio?
Oh, yes, way more.
Great. Drika, it's been great to talk to you, Dave. Thanks for your time and best of luck with Mama and the new releases.
Thank you.